Gog, it's very good. I mean, don't be on top of the roof, or don't be openly looking around, because it'll come out to do something bad. Bitcha Bogra, if your daughter becomes a Bageris, when she comes 12 and a half years old, in Shikhar Avdech, and you had Avodim in your house until then, free your slaves, retain law, and give them to her. Since they were grown up together, they'll have a big title for him, so they're going to have his nus with her anyway. So you might as well be Meshachi Ravodim first, and let them get married the heter. And watch out for your wife, Mechosna Rishon, from your first son-in-law. When you marry off your first daughter, watch out how your wife is going to act with your first son-in-law. My timer, why? What's wrong? Rav Chizdu Amar Mishum Erva. Once for her, she's going to want to be with him. So watch out, your wife wouldn't want to go after your first son-in-law. Rav Kanu Amar Mishum Momin. Because your wife is not going to like the way you're spending money on your son-in-law. She'll get jealous. She wants the money for herself. That's the Shvigestis. So you have to watch out for your wife when you have your first son-in-law. Yeah. Mishum Momin. And the Gemara, Hov Yovis Nayo. Both things are true. The wife has a little bit tainas on the first son-in-law. Omer Reb Yechanan, Shloisha Minoich Elam Habo. There are three people that are Zoicha to Elam Habo. Eluhen, these are them. Hadar Beretz Yisrael. Somebody that lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's Hav Elam Habo for that alone. V'yamagado Bonu L'Talmud Torah. Somebody brings up his children that they shall learn Torah, it's also your Minoich, you'll inherit Elam Habo. V'yamavdol Alayayim B'Mitzvah Shabbosis. If somebody makes Havdalah on wine on Mitzvah Shabbos, so for the Gemara Mahi, what's so great about that? Everybody makes Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos. It means the Mishayim Mikedushal of Dalto. You leave over wine from Kiddush for Havdalah. Well, some learns it means if you have a small amount of wine, you don't use it up like after Kiddush and drink it in the middle of the meal. You rather leave it over till you make Havdalah on it. Like Rashbam says also, Sheyesh Loi Mati, I have a little bit of wine left over. You don't drink it up through the meal on Shabbos, you rather leave it over for Avdolam, that's a big sus. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shloisha Machriz Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yoyim. Three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu like screaming Shemaim about them. Al Ravik Hadar B'krach, about a bachelor that lives in a city. V'yeinu Choyti, he doesn't do a chet. Because Machriz means David should use a big Yashikoyach, like a tremendous thing. If your pony, a bachelor, doesn't do a chet, doesn't do znus, and he lives amongst people, that's a big thing. And if a poor person finds something that was lost and returns it to the person, doesn't keep it for himself, that's a big thing. An osher that gives stocker, and he does the bitzina privately, not to tell everybody, that's also a tremendous chus. Rav Safra Rovak. Rav Safra was a bachelor. Hadar b'krach, he was living in a big city. Now, Tony Kaimei the Rova, Rav Safra. They learned over this halacha we just said in front of Rav Safra. That what? The Rashbam says, La'achmas masbitsin, that shleisha kodesh brochu machos aleim l'shvach. That three people at kodesh brochu talk about, very good about them. So Rav Kana heard this. Tzav upon his Rav Kana. Rav Kana's face lit up. Like he thought, ah, gavaltik, I'm a bachelor. I'm living in this big krach, and I didn't do any chet, I didn't do any znus. So maybe the Eibush has a lot of hand off from me. His old Malay Rabbi, Rabbi answered back, Lav could go in Maru. The Brisa didn't mean like a person like you, Rav Safra. This time you sit in your house and learn the whole day, you don't see any zoinus, so that's not the biggest thing. Elo, what did the Brisa go on? That Kosh Baruch Hu talks about them, Lashvach, Allah could go in Rav Chinanov Rav Oishia. The Meister was with Rav Chinanov Rav Oishia. To have a Yushmachi, the Ara the Yisrael. So you had an inn in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so they were also bachelors. At least at that time. They have a Yasve Beshuk of the Zoinis. Used to live in the streets where Zoinis used to live. The Avdiluhu Misani Lezoinis. And their business was used to make shoes. And the Zoinis used to come into them and say, fix my shoes. The Yayaluhu, and the Zoinis came into the store. Is Inu Mestaklibu, the Zionists used to look at them for Shittim, they were looking at all the men. The Inu Loi Madlin and Nayu, but they did not pick up the rise, Liestakulibu, to look at them at all. They didn't even look at them. Omi Mosasaihu, and when these Zionists used to walk out, they were so astonished that these people didn't look at them the way they used to make a shrew, and they used to talk about this, Hochi, that the Chayayi and the Rabbonic Risha Baalei Bisrol. Whenever they said it to them, they wanted to swear in somebody's big name, they used to say, we're swearing in the name of these Rabbanim, Kedusha Dalet Yisrael, that we were Zionists, and they weren't married, and we used to come to them, and they didn't look at them. So such a zach is a tremendous chus. Now, exactly the halacha, it's a bit so schwer. What was the business doing it? L'chura, they had no right to do this. L'chura, they had no right to sell shoes where Zionists come in. You're not supposed to go around where Zionists are. Before she talk about it. Shadem Madrega Yech, it wasn't Dafka for them. L'chura, what? Well, not exactly like this. This is this Maaseh. But it's a bit so schwer how they were allowed to do it, L'chura, like how they shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't, they're not supposed to put yourself in the Zionists. Right. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev. Like we said, these Gemaras we don't know 100%, but the Kopom is a mitzvah to learn them. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev. Three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu love. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love? Mi Shein HaKoye, someone doesn't get angry. Or Mi Shein HaMishtake, someone doesn't get chicky, doesn't get drunk. Or Mi Shein HaMaimed Al Midoisev. He's not strict about his midas. Because even though somebody says something bad to you, you don't right away stick up for yourself. You're Maver Al Midoisev. You give in, you look over for your own covet. These three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu love. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinan. Three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu hate. HaMedaber Echad Lepev Yechad Belev. Somebody that talks one way with his mouth, and in his heart he means something else. In other words, he says Sheker. He'll talk to you nicely, really doesn't mean it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like you. V'ha'yodeya Edis Pechaveiro V'yena Meidloi. You know Edis, you saw the way Reuven lent money to Shimon, and you don't come to say Edis for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like you. So Yehoroya Dvar Erva Bechaveroi, somebody sees the way his friend doesn't have Erva, Omeyed Bo Yechidon, and you yourself as the Yochid, as one aid, you go to Bezin to say Edith that you saw Reuven do a chet. Any chet it is. Hashem doesn't like you. And we'll soon see why not. Kiho did Tuvia. It was a Maisi with Tuvia, Chota. Tuvia did a chet. The Asa Zigud, Luchudei. Now Zigud, his friend Zigud, saw the way Tuvia did a chet, did something wrong. And he came to say, Edis, for Yasid Day, come into Rapopo. He came in front of Rapopo to tell Rapopo, you should know I saw the way Tuvia did a chet. He did an Avera. And the face, maybe he wants to give him Malchus now. He said, I gave him a story to listen to me. He deserves to get Malchus. So the Maisa was, Nagde le Zigud. Rapopo turned around and gave Zigud, gave this aid to Malchus. He put him into Nagid. He gave him Malchus to Rabbonin. So Amule, the Rabbonin asked Rapopo, Tuvia Chotov is Zigud Mingud. What's going on here? Tuvia is the one that did the chet. He did something wrong. Zigud, and he given Zigud Malchus. What did he do wrong? Omalei, so Papa answered back, yes. In. Yes, Zigud, now this one aid deserves to get pech. Tirsiv, because the Pasuk says, Lo yokum aid echod biish. One aid is not allowed to say aid this in front of a person. Befrat by Dovashib Amamin, or Dovashib Ervam, who don't believe in aid echod. So if you yourself come to Bezdin does not believe you. So what you're doing is just I'm saying Lashon Hara. If you're stam saying that this person did a chet, all you're doing is saying Lashon Hara. Because Bezdin's not going to listen to you anyway. So you just managed being over an Aveira of Lashon Hara. V'at l'chudcha is hadach bey, and you yourself, Zigud, you came yourself to say Edis. The Pasuk says we don't listen to an Edechud. It's a male, Shem Rabbi Yalma kom afkes bey. All you did was you said Lashon Hara upon Tuvia. So since you said Lashon Hara, you deserve to get patched, you get clipped. You're over an Aveira now. So Rashi Rashbam, Tichsiv lo yokem eidechud kloimer. Hamikra meyid, the Pasuk says, Shiyato nemen b'eidezu. That you, Zigud, now, you're not nemen. I can't believe you. You're an eidechud saying that he stole, or that he did a chet, he was adznus, whatever, ain't dosh, whatever, fachas mishnaim, I don't believe you. Obazoi, all you're doing is saying Lashonara. If Lashonara, you deserve to get a clip. Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchot. Omar Rav, mutal isnoisai. But a kopon, if you see somebody do a chet, you have a right to hate him. That much you do. In your heart, you have a right to hate him now. So, Rashbam, mutlis noisoi, haroya yechidi dover ever, bechaveroi. If you see the way your friend does a chet, is afopi shenu reshur lahayidloi, you have no right now to go to Bezdin to tell Bezdin he did it, because Bezdin won't listen to you. But mutlis noisoi, you have a right to hate that person. Shreihu yodeya bavadi shurosha. Because you know that person is a Russia. You saw him do a chet. You know he's a Russian. Shinema, the Pasuk says like this, Ki tira chamor sonecho. When you see the donkey of your enemy, roi v'stachas masoi, the donkey has so much weight on top of him, and he collapses, there's a mitzvah also of tazavoi, so there's a mitzvah to help him. Help him take off the packages, and lift up his chamor. For the more my son, what does it mean, chamor sonecho, the chamor, donkey of your enemy? Ilai masoi nanochim, it means he's a goy. For Tanya, Soyne Shomru, Soyne Yisrael. No, we're talking about a Yid, a Jewish person that you're allowed to hate, your enemy. For Loi Soyne Nochri, not an enemy of a guy. Ela pshita soni Yisrael. We're talking about a Yisrael that you hate. Fred Gemara Misharul Misnayu. Do you have a right to hate anybody? Well, see, the pasuk says, Loitis Nesachicha Bavavecha. You're not allowed to hate somebody in your heart. So how could the pasuk say here, Ki Tira Chamor Sonechem? We're not talking about a Rosh. We're talking about a Tzaddik. So the pasuk is saying, you know, you Tzaddik. If you see your enemies, the person that you hate, if you see his Chamor, you have this mitzvah to help him out. But how are you allowed to hate somebody? If it's talking about a Yisrael, how do you have a right to hate somebody? The pasuk says, Loitis Nesachicha Bavavecha. You're not allowed to hate somebody in your heart. Elo, the pshat is, the Iko Sadi, the Avedi Surah. You want to tell me there are two Edim that saw the way that person did an Avera. When he did an Avera, then you're allowed to hate him. For the Umar Kuli Alma Nami Nisani Sonile. Then everybody is allowed to hate him. The Pasuk is Mashma Sonecha. Mashma is only somebody you hate, but nobody else hates him. So if he's a person that you hate him because two Edim saw did a Chet, everybody knows he did a Chet, so everybody is allowed to hate him. The Pasuk is Mashma, you have a case, another Yid, another Yisrael, that just you are allowed to hate him. My Shino Hai, why only does the Pasuk say this person? El Olav, we have to say that what is the Pasuk talking about? That Kisira Chamor Sanecha, that if you see the donkey of your enemy, that somebody you hate, Mashma, you are allowed to hate him, and you're the only one that can hate him, nobody else. What's the case? El Olav Ki Agavna, we're talking about our case. The Chaz Yevei Iyo Dvar Aveira. That you were the only one that saw that this Reuven did a chet. So therefore, you're allowed to hate him, and nobody else is allowed to hate him. But our component, you are allowed to hate him. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok Omar, mitzvah is noisin. Not only are you allowed to, but it's a mitzvah to hate that person. Because if you see somebody doing a vero, you're supposed to, like, it should bother you that did a chet. And because he did the chet, that chet should bother you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, Sernei Ra. Someone that has Yiras Hashem hates bad. Because if you see somebody do ra, it bothers you. Like Pasha Gareth, if you see somebody do something bad, it bothers you. You see somebody slap a kid, it bothers you. Because it hurts you, he's doing something wrong. The same way, if you see somebody do a chet and avera, it should also bother you. Like, you know the Yevishter, he's doing something wrong to the Yevishter, it should bother you. So it's a mitzvah, it's nice thing. Yeah. Omer Rav Acha, Brei the Rav, the Ravashi. Mahu lemeim relei lerabe lemisnayu. If a Talmud does something wrong, and you see the Talmud doing Avera, are you allowed to go to his Rebbe to tell his Rebbe that he did something wrong? Then that the Rebbe will hate him. It says, L'misnayo, could be also means that the Rebbe should want to be techocha to make the kid better. Posh loshon is l'misnayo, that you want the Rebbe to hate him. Posh means the Rebbe will watch out for this Talmud. Is omelet, so he answered back, Iyoda de mehemen the Rabbe kevetrei. If you know that the Rebbe will trust you, lie to people, lay malay, then you have a right to tell him. V'loyla lay malay. And then if not, don't tell him. In other words, really you're only a yochid, you're only one person. So really the Rebbe, if one person tells you something, Allah Rej, you're not supposed to believe in a dechod. So really the Rebbe will just say, I don't believe what you're saying, I won't believe you, that my Talmud did something wrong. So if the Rebbe is not going to believe you, all you're doing is just I'm saying Lashon Hara. Then you have no right to say it. But if you know that the Rebbe respects you, and if you tell him he'll believe you, then the Rebbe will hear it, that his Talmud did something wrong, and pshat is, the Rebbe will do something good about it now, so that's not called Lashon Hara like. You're not stop telling the Rebbe to turn Lashon Hara. You're telling the Rebbe today he should do something about it. Same thing, tell your father, you tell a father that a kid did something wrong. Could be that'll be mutter, because providing with these tenoyim. If you know the father will believe you, and the father will take action and do something to the kid, then that's mutter. Because you're only saying it, l'tayvus ha-kid. But if you know the father's not going to believe you, he's just going to joke about you, then you don't want to tell the father. Because all you're doing by telling the father is just, I'm saying Lashon Hara. It's not going to come out to be anything good, because you know the father's not going to believe you anyway. So then it's just, I'm Lashon Hara, you shouldn't say it. Tana Rabbonin, Shloisha Chayehin Ein Chayim. Three people, the lives are not called a life. It's a hard life. Harach Rachmin, somebody has too much mercy. Too much. Harach Sachnin, somebody gets too angry. Red hot guy. V'yanini Adas, somebody is very delicate. Any little thing bothers him. V'yamar Rabbi Yosef, Kuli Yisnoi Bi. Rabbi said all these three things are with me. He had these three things. So it doesn't mean, it means Einachai. It means it's not a good thing to have. It's not up to you. Like you heard it's a tevi you have. But if you have this tevi, you know, you have to watch out. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Soinim Zezeh. Three people hate one another. Eloena Klovim, dogs hate one another. Vatana Golem, chickens hate one another. Vyachavrin, Chavrin. Chavrin, I think that's like a galochim. But Chavrin, it's a chavrin. So that we have no other gemaras there. So those are goyim, type of goyim. That's sure, the galochim, people that do worship avodah zarah. So that's a nation, people that are chavrin. These goyim also hate one another. The yeshayim, some say af hazoynis. Even zoynis also hate one another. The yeshayim af tamid chamish v'bavol. Even the talmud chacham v'bavol also have a fight one and the other. What did I say here? No. Right. Tana Rabbon, Shloisha Oyhavin Zeh. Three people love one another. Love one another. Elohim Hagerim. Any ger likes one another. The Yavodim, any slave likes one another. The Orvim, any raven likes one another. Arbo Ein Adas of Lossen. Four things people can't take it. It bothers people. Elohim Dal Go. If you have a poor person, that's a big shot. People can't take it. If you're poor already, don't be a big shot. The Osher Mechachish, and you're rich and you say lie. Like you say you do and you don't do it also bothers everybody. You're rich, you could do it, so do it already. The Zokin Menoyev, an older person doesn't need, does nus. You're old already, you have no time already, what are you doing is nus. Oparnes Mizgola al Tziba Bechinim. Oparnes, if the president or the mayor is Mizgori, acts like a big shot over the Tziba for no reason at all. Stam, he stamps, acts like a Mizgori, acts like a big shot over them, people can't take it. The Yeshayim, some say, you gave a divorce once to your wife. Ushniya, you married her back again. You gave her a second time a get. Umachzira, and after the second get, you marry her back a third time. People can't take that. But Tanakama, why didn't he say this? Because zimna the ksubosam ruba. The pshat is you gave her a get once. No, then you had Rachmanis son and Chavesh married again. That's not so bad. But then you saw things not going. You gave her a get again. Then the shalos is, why do you marry back a third time for him? Tanakam says, because your sort of ksuba is too big. If you're staying Megureshes, she wants a lot of money for ksuba. You can't afford to pay it. So that's why you took it back again. So it's not so bad. Inami yeshka bonim emenu. You had children from her. And you have to take care of your children. It's pitiful. So therefore, that's why you're taking it back again. So therefore, the people maybe will understand it. V'loimotzi Megureshes, so you can't get rid of her. Because the children, you can't get rid of her. Chamisha dvorim tziva kenan es bonim. Five things Canaan told his son. Oyavu zezeh. Love one another. Every Canaan, every Arab loves one another. Canaan loves one another. V'yoyev es agezel. Love to steal. V'yoyev es azima. Mamash all the Arabs. Love zima. Love the tarznus. V'soyn yas adenechem. Hate your master. V'yal tadabru emes. Don't say truth. Shisha dvarim nemru besus. Six things were said about a horse. Oyev es aznus. He likes his nus. He likes to have nus also, a horse. V'yoyev es amachomi, loves to have war. V'ruchai gasa, he has a high, he's haughty. O moyes es hashina, he doesn't like to sleep. V'yoychel harbi, eats a lot of horse. O moitzi kima, a small amount comes out. V'yesher m'som sayach mevakish lorik bola b'machoma. He likes to kill the guys riding on him, b'shas machoma. Shiva menudin l'shemayim, seven people are menuda, thrown away from shemayim. Elohein, Yehudi shein lo isha. A Yehudi, a Jew, doesn't get married. You have a wife and you don't have children. So partially means like you're not Oisik in Peru Ru. If you stand, don't have children, it's not your fault. But if you're not Oisik, Bechal, in Peru Ru, and Tashmish, then it's like Kosh Baruch Hu hates you. You're Menudim in Hashemayim. Or me, Shiyesh Le Bonim, Vein Magadal Matam Torah. The Abisha gave you children already and you don't teach them Torah. Or me, Shein Loi Tfilim Barosh, someone does not wear Tfilim. Or Tfilim Bezroi, doesn't wear Tfilim on his arms. Or Tzitzis Bebigdo, he doesn't wear Tzitzis. Or Mezuzah Pisch, he doesn't have a Mezuzah on his house. And he goes around barefoot. That's menudim in the shemayim. It's not nice. It's a big night to walk around barefoot. The yeshah, but this providing is not the meaning of Eilim. If it's the meaning of everybody to walk around barefoot, then it wouldn't be so bad. But as though it's not a nice thing to walk around barefoot. The yeshah, some say, af mi shein neisi b'chabura shamitzvah. Somebody would not sit down by a sudis mitzvah. Chayis, because he holds you two bits of bagayvinik, it doesn't pass for you. The Abish doesn't like that. The Chaburah's mitzvah, Shbam says, to go in Mishnah Shah Bris Mila. If you go to a Bris Mila, it doesn't pass for you to sit down by the Suda. Oy Bas Kain Le Kain, or else a Bas Kain gets married to a Kain. It doesn't pass for you to sit down by the Suda. The Abishah doesn't like you. Omar Rabba Bar Bachonah, Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Masa, Omar Rav, Mishur Reb Yosi. Ish Hutzel. Name of Rabbi Yossi Ish Hutzel. Name of a person came from Hutzel. Minayin Shein Shoylim Bakalodim. You shouldn't ask any questions from the astrologers. Or else Rashbam says, Bal Oiv, Bal Oiv. Kach Pir Shabein of Lenira. Lishimati Chayz Mekachov. The other is astrologers. Don't ask people look in the stars. Don't ask them why Shinem. The Apostle says, Tomim Tiyim Hashem Lekecha. Just have a Muna, be trustful in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rashbam, Lios Pateach Boi. Have trust in Hashem. Whatever happens to you is like Minas Shemayim. And don't try and look through the astrologers what's going to come, why, and what. How do we know? How do you even know if your friend is greater than you? Even in one respect, in one inyan, you have to give him covet. The Pasuk says, Pasuk in the Neil, Mashmi gave him covet because he thought he was bigger than him in even one prat. V'ayosheves al dam tor is asura l'shamish. If an issue that's yosheves al dam tor, it's asura l'shamish. And at kamo amarav oino. So Rashbam was ha-yosheves al dam tor means isha. Shekolu yimei tohor shalo. V'egiyo leil aboyim v'yachud l'zocher. She had birth, and the lacha by a kid is, by a zocher, the first 7 days she told me, then the next 33 days is Dam Tor. Even if she sees Dam, Midirai she sees Mutter. Now after the 40 days, that means Hayashev Asad Dam Tor, it finished the 40 days already. Ve'giya Leil Aborim Yechem, the night of the 40th day, Lezocher Leil Shemayin of Yechem Nekeva, after the 80th days, by Nekeva, by a girl, Shem Tirachim, she sees now, Tainida, she'll become an Ida, Zasur L'Shamish, she's not allowed to have Tashmish with her. Ve'afa Pishla Ross, even though she didn't see right now, since these last like 33 days, that's the only time we have it, that when Isha gives birth, if she has a boy, so for 7 days she's Tomei, then Midi writes to the next 33 days she's Tor, even if she sees Dam then, still she's Tor. By in the cave is the first 14 days that she's Tomei, the next to 66 days, until 80, the next 66 days she's Tor. Even if she sees Dam. So therefore, now when she's tabled the night of the 80th, now the loch is that she sees Dam, you're not allowed to be with her. So since you were Rogel until now being with her, even though she sees Dam, so that night don't have Tashmish. Like a day to make Hecker to know. From now on, whenever she sees Dam, she's also to you. And how much do you have to stay away? Yom Rav Oina. One night means Yoim Valaila. Kach Pira Shabenu, 24 hours. Lenhira. El Alay Lechid. We always hold Oina means a 12-hour period. Either night or else day. Tono, who Yosef Ish Hutzel, who Yosef Ababli, the same person. Who Isi Ben Gur, Gurarye. Who Isi Ben Yudil, it's all the same person. Who Isi Ben Gamliel. Who Isi Ben Mahalalo. Who Mash Shmoy, what was his real name? Isi Ben Akavi Shmoy. Who Reb Yitzchak Ben Tavlo, who Reb Yitzchak Ben Chakloy. Reb Yitzchak Ben Tavlo is the same person as Reb Yitzchak Ben Chakloy. Who Reb Yitzchak Ben Ali, is also Yitzchak Ben Ali.
Yeah, now this word, who, we're not supposed to be Gurus. Yeah, and the Kufi Dalar Amad Aleph. Reb Yitzchok ben Acha de Shmaito, his Reb Yitzchok ben Acha of a Shmaito of the Haloch is, who Reb Yitzchok ben Pinchas Agarata. He's the same person as a Pinchas, as Reb Yitzchok ben Pinchas, whenever it's mentioned in the Agodis. Vesimnecha, what's the simin? How do we know this? Shimono Achai Berei. Has listen, hear me, my brother, my people.
All right, we'll stop here.